Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Susan Kim about doing her best to stay cool at the pool.
The longest moments of my childhood, I spent waiting for Adult Swim to be over. My friend Mary Kaler and I would stand at the edge of the pool and we would curl our toes a little bit over and we'd watch the ladies do the side stroke in the lanes below us. What is side stroke? They would lay on their side in the pool and kind of swish their arms and legs, and somehow this would propel them forward, but they'd never put their face in the water because they held it out of the water at the same angle that a water viper holds its head up. It's gliding towards you in the canal, like sss. The fashion in that day, if you were a side-stroking lady, was to wear a brightly colored bathing cap, pinks, oranges, yellows, and it had plastic flowers either molded into it or springing off the top for a 3D look. So the effect, as Mary and I looked out over the water, was this giant floating lady viper color garden moving across the coolness while we just sweltered at the edge of the pool. The queen of the side-stroking vipers was Mrs. Wilson, and she was just the mean lady at the pool. I think every pool has a mean lady, and Mrs. Wilson was ours. After Adult Swim was over, she'd go on side-stroking in her lane like nothing had happened. But if you jumped in and splashed or even rippled near her, she'd turn around and strike. She'd start screaming at you. And then she would go on, resume side-stroking in her little orange bathing cap. And the lifeguard would look over and realize, I don't need to blow the whistle. It's just Miss Wilson yelling at the kids again. We all hated her. We were afraid of her, and she pretty much deserved all that. What you wanted after Adult Swim was over was to stay away from Viper Wilson and to get your hands on a basketball. The pool owned about four or five balls, and they floated randomly around. And you wanted the ball not to shoot baskets with, but to get it and sit on it and bob around the water and talk to your friends. It's a way to be cool at the pool, okay? Two unspoken rules about the balls. One was if it was in your hands or your arms, any kid could grab it from you, so you wanted to jump in and get a good grip on that ball. Once it was down under your legs, nobody could take it from there. The ball was yours until you got out of the pool. Then you had to leave it behind in the water. You couldn't hide it under your towel or something like that. Now, this was the summer of my sixth grade year. Awkward does not begin to describe the alien forces that were streaming through my blood. I had a growth spurt that hit only my arms. So they hung down around my knees. My legs were back in fourth grade. So I had the Michael Phelps horrific proportion with no hope of ever being any kind of athlete, even at a county level. Zits, I had them, not just on my face, but all over my body, they were sprouting. And when you jump in the pool, I got them all shiny and wet. Well, they just looked worse. My hair. I desperately wanted wings like Farrah Fawcett. But God rest her soul and her beautiful winged hair. I have curly hair, and in case you haven't noticed, the humidity around here turns it into an animal that's just constantly leaping off of my head. It's doing it now under these lights. I had a pair of giant, hot pink, thick plastic glasses, and I was blind without them. I had to wear them everywhere. So I'd forget I had them on, and I would jump in the pool. And the kids would laugh, and I would just be shattered that day, because what I wanted most of all, the summer of my sixth grade year, was not to be noticed. So one day, I get to the pool at exactly the right time. Adult Swim is almost over. This means I don't have to stand there getting laughed at by the kids. I remember to put my hot pink glasses down on my Rick Springfield beach towel. Go running over to the edge of the pool. What do I see? On a crowded hot pool day, lo and behold, it's a free basketball. This is like the golden rope of opportunity descending into the hormone pit that is my summer so far. So I waste no time. I jump in, I get a great grip on the ball. Nobody tries to take it from me. This is a miracle from God. I get it down, I'm about to sit on it, I'm feeling better than I felt about myself all summer when I realize there's a thrashing going on underneath me. And I realize it's arms and it's legs because I haven't jumped on the basketball. I've jumped on Viper Wilson's orange bathing cap. this is a day that has stayed with me forever. She was doing the side stroke in the lane below me. And you know, it's not what I saw that day that stuck with me, it's the sounds, because I couldn't see anything, obviously. The sound of Viper Wilson's scream comes bubbling up from under the water. When her face broke the surface, it just split the air. And the lifeguard, really blowing his whistle this time, and the sound of the 8 million kids present at the pool that day, all laughing all at once. Those are the kind of sounds that stay with you for life. But so does the knowledge that I survived the worst moment of my worst childhood summer. And you know, Mrs. Wilson also survived. She still lives around here. As far as I know, she is still mean, so I've changed her name for the story tonight. I still don't have wings in my hair, and my arms are really still a little too long for my body, but some things do change. Let me tell you, I always switch to my contact lenses before I go swimming, and before I jump in, I always look twice.
That was a Stoop story from Susan Kim about swimming pool etiquette and lessons that stay with her to this day. You can hear her story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for joining us on the record. Try to stay cool and have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.